Have you found it there, Jordan? It'll be right before 2 Kings. Okay. We're going to look tonight there at 1 Kings to begin with, and chapter number 19. Okay, 1 Kings chapter number 19. And let's look at verse number 20. Verse number 20. The title of the message tonight is Running After God's Calling in Your Life. Running after God's calling in your life. Here in 1 Kings chapter 19, verse number 20, grab your Bible, look at it there. It says this, "And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.' And he said unto him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to thee?'" Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, bless this time that we take, these few minutes to study your word. I pray that you'd speak to our hearts through the truth. We believe this is your book. It's not just man's good words. It's the inspired words of God. And teach us something tonight that would help us in the course of our life to follow your calling. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Again, see that verse there, 1 Kings, grab your Bible. There, 1 Kings 19:20, it says, "And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah." Elisha is speaking about here. He ran after Elijah and said, "Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee." And he said unto him, "Go back again, for what have I done to thee?" Elisha was a man who, when you go on and continue to read in the story, where do we always find Elisha? Close to Elijah, right? He wanted to stay close to him. And here we see in the very beginning of where Elisha comes onto the scene, and Elijah's there with him, and God's working in Elisha's heart and in his life, and he's going to come now and follow Elijah and follow the man of God. And he hastens and runs to follow him. Let's go back and read there, verse 19. It says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha." So it's first speaking of Elijah. "Elijah departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him." The mantle of Elijah was cast upon Elisha, and Elisha recognized it as God's calling in his life. And it's certainly a unique thing and a unique way of calling and so on. But the man of God cast the mantle on Elisha. And Elisha takes as a sign that I'm to follow, whether he was going to follow God, whether he was going to become another prophet like Elijah, whether he was just going to follow and be a servant to Elijah. I mean, this is where it all began, where there was an instance of God working here in Elisha's heart, no doubt, and him choosing to, I'm going to follow Elijah, I'm going to follow God. Maybe I'll get to be a prophet like Elijah one day. And this was God's calling. Some of you have surrendered maybe to God's calling in your life to say, I'll do whatever God wants me to do. And some of you no doubt will in the future. I believe you will. And you ought to take that calling seriously. And you ought to run after God's calling in your life. Notice again, verse 20 and 21. "And he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, 'Let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee.' And he said unto him, 'Go back again, for what have I done to thee?' And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him." So he followed after Elijah and he began to minister to him, to serve him. Kind of in a sense, maybe like Joshua served Moses. Here Elisha was going to follow after and serve Elijah and follow him and learn from him maybe some things about the ministry. What are we going to need to do when you are running after God's calling in your life? Young man, young lady, whoever you are, when you're going to run after God's call and follow God's calling in your life, four simple things tonight. Number one, leave your plans behind and follow. If you are going to, we just want to talk from this story about running after God's calling in your life, first thing you need to remember is this: leave your plans behind and follow. Here was Elisha when Elijah found him, when God was working on him, working in his heart and God calling him. He was busy working with his father. He had his oxen there together. I think he said it was an oxen that it used. Oxen, yeah. And they were using oxen in the fields and so on. And he was busy there following his father, but he had to leave those behind.
And he was probably maybe glad, I don't know, but maybe it was something he always looked up, and he would have been glad to follow in his father's footsteps. But here there was now a call upon his life, a call from God. And he determined, I'm going to leave this behind. He goes back, and what does it say about he slew some of the oxen and boiled them. Listen, he wasn't going to have any even job to go back to anymore because he slew the oxen. He slew the oxen. You don't got any more oxen to work the fields. He left his plans behind. Maybe his plans would have been to follow Daddy and to work those fields and to become successful maybe in those farms. But he left that behind to now follow Elijah and what was God's calling in his life. Sometimes when God comes to you and God speaks to your heart and he's saying, I want you. And he might not tell you exactly yet what he wants you to do, but you feel, you have no doubt that God's working in your heart. He's saying, I want you. What do you want? I want you. And you're listening and you're yielded and God calls you. And you don't know what God might be calling you to. God might want you to do something in ministry for Him one day. God may want you to be a preacher or a preacher's wife or a missionary or a missionary's wife or a missionary man or a missionary lady. Or maybe God would use you as a Christian school teacher to help influence some people's lives. Or maybe as a youth director. Or maybe in camp ministry, a Christian camp ministry or something like that. And God may want to use you, God's calling maybe upon your life to serve Him. And I think it was here in this story for Elisha that God was calling him into the ministry, to follow Elijah, to serve Elijah, and then eventually one day he would become that man who would certainly follow in Elijah's footsteps and become a prophet. We need to leave our plans behind and follow. When God calls, you might have to leave your plans behind. When I was a young person, I knew that God was calling in my life. It's a hard thing to explain. When people ask you, well, how do you know? They have, well, you can't. It's hard to answer sometimes. It's that way for everyone. Every preacher I've ever met or anybody. Well, it's hard to explain what it's like to have the Spirit of God kind of working inside your heart and spirit and calling you. It's a hard thing to tell somebody what He did or what you felt or how you're so sure of that. But God begins to work on the inside. When I was young, I wasn't surrendered for a number of years to what God wanted. You know, I was like any typical young person. I dreamed of the things that I wanted to do with my life. You know, those were my dreams. Those were my plans. Those were the things that I would have liked to do. Those were the things that I dreamed about doing. But then God came calling in my life. If I was going to be able to run after God's calling in my life, then what did I have to do? You have to kind of give up your dreams. You have to give up your plans and say, okay, God, I believe that your plans are better than my plans. God, I believe that your desires for my life are better than my desires for my life. You know what? Maybe I want to be a baseball player, okay? Well, if God wants you to be something for Him, then that's better than being a baseball player. Or maybe you might dream about, well, I'd like to own my own business and have a really successful business. But then God comes and works on your heart and says, well, I'd like you to be a missionary. And you may have to give up your dreams and your plans to be able to follow after God's calling in your life. You know, you maybe think, well, I'm going to do this, or I'm going to be a lawyer, or I'm going to be a nanny, or I'm going to be the manager of a daycare, or I'm going to be a nurse, or I'm going to be a doctor, or I'm going to be a plumber, or whatever you might dream about doing. You know, you may have some ambitious goals. I want to be the Prime Minister of Canada or the President of the Philippines. Or they're President, right? President. You know, or I want to be this or that or whatever. And it may not be that some of your dreams or ideas were bad necessarily, but if God comes calling in your life and says, no, that's not what I want you to do. Time is short and Jesus is coming, and it may be my desire for your life that you be a missionary or that you be a preacher or that you work in a ministry with some other preacher. That's my desire. That's my calling for your life. You're going to have to say, okay, I'll leave my plans behind and I'll follow. And that's what Elijah did in the story. He slew and boiled those oxen. There was no going back. There was no going back to those previous plans and those previous dreams and maybe what he could have done in his father's business and so on. To run after God's calling in your life, you're going to have to leave your plans behind and follow. Here's the second thing. Okay, turn over to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings chapter 2. So the first thing is this: leave your plans behind and follow. Leave your plans behind and follow. Leave your plans behind and follow. You got that? Number two, stay close to a man of God and learn all you can from him before he's gone. Stay close to a man of God and learn all you can from him before he's gone. We see this happened in the life of Elisha, don't we? In 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 1. Let's read this story. It says, "And it came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind, that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal. And Elijah said unto Elisha, Tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. And Elisha said unto him, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." He was just determined, "I'm staying with you, Elijah. I want to stay close to you." It says, so they went down to Bethel. Now what does the name Bethel mean in the Bible? House of God. They went down to Bethel together. It says, verse 3, "And the sons of the prophets that were at Bethel came forth to Elisha and said to him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today?" It's almost like they're kind of making fun. You're always staying with Elijah. You're always with Elijah. Every time we see it, you're always with Elijah. You never go anywhere on your own. You're always with Elijah. But he didn't mind that at all. He was glad to be around the preacher, the prophet, and to spend time with him. He said, at the end of that verse, "Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." Verse 4. "And Elijah said unto him, Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. And he said, As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." So they what? Both of them went to Jericho. Verse 5. "And the sons of the prophets that were at Jericho came to Elisha and said unto him, Knowest thou that the Lord will take away thy master from thy head today? And he answered, Yea, I know it. Hold ye your peace." And Elijah said unto him, "Tarry, I pray thee here, for the Lord hath sent me to Jordan." And he said, "As the Lord liveth and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee." And they too went on. They too. You know what? Elisha was one of those sons of the prophets. Elisha was one of those preacher boys in training, if you will. And there was lots of them. But Elisha was the one that the Bible takes special note of, that he never wanted to leave Elijah's side. Always wanted to be with Elijah. Always wanted to spend time with Elijah. Always wanted to learn what he could from Elijah. Never wanted to leave him. And there was others maybe that could have had that opportunity, but the Bible doesn't tell us that about them. Here was Elisha, always wanted to stay close to the man of God, Elijah, and to be with him, spend time with him. He knew that he'd be gone one day. Verse 7 says, "And 50 men of the sons of the prophets went and stood to view afar off, and they too stood by Jordan." Wouldn't you like to be one of those special ones? Elisha gets to stand right there at the Jordan River where God's about to do a miracle. He gets to stay there with Elijah. The other ones, they're having to just view afar off. They're having to look, and maybe the sun's bothering them a little bit, so they're having to look very closely to see what they can see at a distance. Elisha, he was right down there with Elijah by the Jordan. He was going to be right there to see the miracle and be a part of the miracle. Well, that's where I'd like to be. I'd like to be there at the Jordan. I'd like to be right there where Elijah was. To be close to where the power of God was going to do something. Be close to where a miracle was going to take place. You know, when he made a good decision, Elisha did, that in following after God's calling, in running after God's calling in his life, he said, "I'm staying close to Elijah. I'm staying close to the preacher." If it was a girl, he could have said, "I'm staying close to Mrs. Preacher. I'm staying close to Mrs. Elijah. I want to get as close to them as I possibly can because I want to be there close to them. I want to learn from them. I want to serve them. I want to be there." That's a good decision. That's a good decision for a man or lady. If you're going to run after God's calling in your life, well, get around some others that have that same calling in their life. Stay close to some of those that have God's calling on their life and they're serving God in the way that you want to be able to serve God one day. Take that opportunity to get close to a missionary, get close to a pastor, a pastor's wife, or whoever it may be. Elisha was going to follow Elijah into the ministry. In order to do that, number one, he left his plans behind and he followed. He was going to run after God's call and follow God's calling in his life. He left his plans behind and followed. Number two, stay close to a man of God and learn all you can from them before they are God. Elisha did that. Let's keep reading in the story and we're going to see a third thing. Okay, let's read in verse number 8. And Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither and thither, so that they too went over on dry ground. And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I shall do for thee before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. And he said, thou hast asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I am taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire, and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. He took up also the mantle of Elijah that fell from him, and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Talking about the edge of the river, okay? Not the bank of Jordan, if you will, okay? Here's the third thing. If you're going to run after God's calling in your life, Jordan, Tricia, BJ, Ashley, Eric, anybody, Miss Dodie, if you're going to run after God's calling in your life, leave your plans behind and be willing to follow God and follow what He desires for your life. Number two, stay close to the man of God or the woman of God and learn all you can from them before they're gone. Number three, you've got a choice to make. Pick up the mantle or leave it there. Pick up the mantle or leave it there. You know, Elijah was now gone. And he cast a mantle aside that, you know what? Eric, come here. He now cast that mantle on the down. It was cast down. And you know what? He was going to have a choice to make. Are you going to pick up the mantle or are you just going to leave it there? Are you going to pick it up or are you going to leave it there? Elisha chose what? I'm going to pick up the mantle. Go ahead, Elisha. Elisha chose, I'm going to pick up that mantle. Now just hold on to it. I'm going to pick up the mantle. Elijah's gone now. I'm going to pick it up. I'm going to keep on going. Elijah's gone, but I'm going to keep serving God now. I'm going to pick up the mantle, and the way Elijah ran, I'm going to run. The things Elijah did, I'm going to do. I'm willing. He's gone now. The preacher's gone now. But I want to follow his God. I want to do what he did. I saw some of those things that he did, some of those miracles that he did. I saw the way he got to preach, and sometimes the way he just ripped all those preacher boys to shreds and told them to get right with God and stuff. I think that looked fun, and I want to do that. And he said, I'll pick up the mantle. You know, you're going to have a choice to make. Will I pick up the mantle or leave it there? Because one day your preacher will be gone, or your preacher's wife will be gone, or your mom will be gone, whoever will be gone. And then it's all up to you. They may have loved God, they may have followed God, but are you going to? Are you going to believe God? Are you going to trust God? Are you going to follow God's word? Are you going to pick up the mantle, or are you going to leave it there? Are you going to choose to serve God? Are you just going to leave the mantle there? If you're going to run after God's calling in your life, you're going to be faced with that decision one day. Will I pick up the mantle or will I leave it there? I said this, you help me, okay? Number one, if we're going to run after God's calling in our life, the first thing was this. You need to leave your plans behind and you need to follow. Leave your plans behind and follow. Number two was this. You need to stay close to the man of God, the woman of God, and learn all you can from them before they're gone. Because they'll be gone one day. They'll be gone. God will take them somewhere. God will move them. They'll go to heaven. And what will you do then? Number three, you got a choice to make. Will you pick up the mantle or will you leave it there? Will you pick up the mantle? Oh, it was good for them.
But I think I'm just going to leave it there.
Or will you pick up the mantle and say, I'm going on. I'm going to go on. I want to do what they did.
Let's look at verse 14. I want you to see a last thing there. Verse 14. It says, and he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. You know what? Elijah had been able to do that previously. You know, Elijah was able to see God do great things, wasn't he? Elijah was able to take the mantle and see God do a miracle. Elijah was able to see God do some wonderful things in his life. But when he was gone, he dropped that mantle, he let it fall, and somebody was going to have to choose, am I going to leave it there? I'm going to pick it up. And Elijah picked up that mantle and said, okay, I want to follow. But now he was going to have another choice to make. And here's the fourth thing. You can cut the mantle down to size, or you can grow into it. Eric, put that on, would you? Now, it doesn't go over your whole head. Okay, come on up here, would you? You can choose to cut the mantle down to size, or you can grow into it. You might think, I'm just young, you know. I'm just 18. I'm just 14. I'm just 16. I'm just 21. I'm just 24. And now my dad or mom were taken to heaven. Now my preacher and preacher's wife are gone. Now that person that I did look up to, and now that person that I did like to spend time with, and now that person that I did enjoy following and serving God with, they're gone. And I know they trusted God. I know they loved God. And I know they had faith in God. And I know they could see God do things in their life. I know they gave to God. I know they prayed and God blessed them. But now it's with you. And what are you going to do? Are you just going to kind of cut the mantle down to a size that fits? Or are you going to grow into it? You know, if they had a mantle that fit them, if you will, and their God was big, and they believed their God could answer prayers, and they prayed and saw God answer prayers. They learned to witness and see God use them to see someone come to Christ as their Savior. They got to see God do things and wonderful things in their life and in their ministry and with God's calling upon their life. And they loved to serve God, and they saw God do some wonderful things. But then you're there and thinking, oh, there's no way I can ever fit that mantle. There's no way I can ever follow after and do the things they did. Oh, I know they had faith in this old book, but a lot of people nowadays don't have faith in that book. And what are you going to do? You're just going to cut the mantle down to kind of fit you, or you're going to grow into it. They had a big God. You think, I just got a little God. They had big faith. You think, I just kind of got a little faith. They were willing to pray big prayers. And they go, I know my prayers are kind of teeny. They believed that God could do big things. And you think, I'm not sure what God can do. They learned to give big. And they go, I can't give much. Whatever. Could be. Listen, you can either cut the mantle down to size or you can grow into it. Maybe you saw their faith was big and their God was big and they believed God and trusted God for big things. And they served God in what you maybe at your age or your whatever, your spiritual maturity looked at and think, oh, they got a lot more faith than I did. Their God seems to be a lot bigger than my God. There's so many things about their Christian life that just seems to be it was a lot bigger and a lot more mature and a lot better than what I got. Well, what are you going to do? Just kind of cut the whole thing down to what fits you? Will you grow into it? Can you grow into a bigger faith? Can you grow into serving God with a bigness? You're going to have that choice to make. Will I just kind of cut things down to what kind of works for me? Or will I grow into it? Will I grow into that greater faith, that greater activity, that greater service, that greater faith in God, that greater trust,
that greater dependence, that greater ministry, that things that are greater than what I think I can do. You got that choice to make. Hey, you want to run after God's calling in your life? It's like, God's calling me, or God's working, I know He is, and I have surrendered, or I think one day I will surrender. And it's like, I want to run after God, and I want to follow after God. I want to run after His calling in my life, like Elisha did. Okay, number one, leave your plans behind. Okay, bye-bye. Bye-bye to my dreams and my plans. God, if this is what You want, then God, I'm willing to do it. If that's what You want, listen, God always knows best. We've talked sometimes with people, and listen, God's not going to try to make you miserable to have you serve Him. If there's something God wants you to do, He'll help you to enjoy it and love it. He will. You think, but nothing could ever be better than being whatever God wants you to be will make you the most happiest person in the world. Run after God's calling in your life. Leave your plans behind and follow. Number two, stay close to a man of God and learn all you can from them before they're gone. Number three, you got that choice to make. Will you pick up the mantle or will you leave it there? Will you leave it there? But we need some people that will pick it up and say, I'm going to serve God. And then the fourth thing, will you cut the mantle down to size or will you grow into it? Will you grow into it? Let's pray together. Let's bow our heads, let's close our eyes. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You so much for Your Word and what it teaches us. Thank You for the example we see in the life of Elisha. Help us, Father, to, like Elisha, be willing to run after You, to run after Your calling in our life. Some of these young people surrender their life to say, Jesus, I give my life to You. Whatever You want me to do, I'm willing to do it. God, if You want me to be a missionary or a school teacher or a preacher's wife or a preacher in some way or some area of ministry, God, whatever You want, I'm willing to do it. And God, that was a great decision to surrender their life or give their life and say, God, I want to do what You want me to do. But along the road, they're going to continually be faced with things and continually have to make decisions to pick up the mantle, to grow into the mantle, to be willing to leave other dreams behind and to follow. And help them to continue to do that, continue to run after Your calling in their life. I pray that every adult, every teenager, every child here would leave their dreams behind, their plans behind, and say, God, whatever You want, I will follow. Whatever You want, I will do. Wherever You lead me, Jesus, I will follow. I've decided to follow You, Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I pray, Lord, that they would get close to those that they can look up to, a preacher, a preacher's wife, a missionary, people that they can get close to, things that they might one day try, someone they might try to be like or do what they do. Help them to realize how much that can help them in their life. Lord, I'm thankful in my life that I got to be very close to my pastor, and even beyond that at times, I got to be close to some that were my spiritual authorities, and I tried to love them and be close to them. That is so beneficial, so helpful, and I pray that each of these here would do that same thing. I pray, Lord, that when it comes their turn to step up, when it comes their turn to pick up the mantle, when it comes their turn to preach, when it comes their turn to teach that Sunday school class, when it comes their turn to go off to Bible college or their turn to enter into some ministry for the Lord, I pray they'd pick up the mantle and be willing to follow You, God, and do what You want. And Father, if there's some of it that just seems too big, too overwhelming, you know, I can't have that same faith. I don't know if God can do anything through me. I pray that rather than just trying to cut the mantle down to size, they would be willing to grow into it and say, they had a greater faith than I do, but God, give me that greater faith. God, do greater miracles through me. Do greater works through me. You know, Jesus promises in the New Testament that we can do greater works. And I'd love to think that one day there'd be young people in our church or people in our church that would one day grow up and do a lot greater things, seemingly, humanly speaking, or from our perspective, greater things than maybe what I've been able to do. God, I just pray that You'd help these young people, even these adults, Lord, that when You call in our life, we'd run after that call. We'd run after that call. We'd pursue that call. Our calling to be a Christian, our calling maybe sometimes to serve the Lord in full-time ministry.
Whatever it may be, God, may they pursue and run with diligence to follow your call in their life.